five.
Four.
Oh, wow.
Who's doing that? Jerk. Okay. Well, welcome.
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Should we tell them about the poor sound quality?
Oh, yeah. Apologies. We have this audio issue. I mean, it's totally my fault, so...
No one was blaming anyone but you.
Yeah, that's how it should be. But this is an exciting episode, because, Amy, I don't know if you know this, but...
We should introduce our guest.
Oh, my God. Car before the horse.
Yeah.
Our guest, we're very excited, is Amy Rhodes.
Welcome, hey. Welcome.
Thank you.
I can't see her. She's behind me in the car.
Yeah, if you want to use
Does it matter where this thing is that's recording us? Because usually the mic should be in the middle, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I think that's good.
Usually the guest is over there, so I can see
them. You want me to move over?
Well, I actually didn't like it this way. It's sort of like you're
mysterious.
On the phone. Yeah, mysterious. Either way, whatever you're comfortable with.
What I was going to say was wait, maybe if I turn it like this, because my voice is loud.
Well, that's okay. True.
This is the 50th podcast that we've done.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
That's amazing. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, you're taking off
Well,
because
now it's coming through, so I can't even hear it, so, you know. But it's going, you can see it.
What a celebration for our 50th. All the sound is...
I know, yes. Right? Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome, Amy Rhodes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you.
Now, you are from... We met you in New York.
Yes,
we did.
But where are you from originally?
I grew up in Iowa.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't usually ask these questions.
Well, I was thinking about it on the way over. I was like, I don't know where Amy Rhodes is from.
Iowa. How is Iowa?
It's very pretty.
I was wondering if it was very
is
pretty.
Is the corn as high as an elephant's eye, or is that a different state?
No, that's Iowa.
Yeah.
Yes. That is Iowa.
And how did you feel growing up there?
How did I?
Did you feel like... It's a too general question.
Was it like, were you itching to get out of there?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Not until I was in high school, really.
Yeah. Right, that's. And then you were ready to, like, hit the big city?
Yeah, I went to school in Boston, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that a big change?
Yeah, for sure. It was a big change.
Do you ever miss Iowa? Do you want to go back?
I don't want to live there, but I certainly enjoy going back there to visit.
You do?
Yeah.
And what about the people you went to high school with? Are they still there? Have they moved on?
Yeah, my closest friend lived in New York for a long time. Now he lives in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. But I have, a bunch of friends who still live in
what part of Iowa?
West Des Moines. It's like a suburb of Des Moines, And I have a bunch of friends that still live there, actually.
Sometimes I fantasize about moving.
To Iowa?
Well...
Someplace else.
Yeah. No, I was thinking lately, it focuses on different areas, but just last week I was like, what about Iowa?
Yeah.
It's really...
I don't know. It just seems nice and, like, pretty. Right. And
it is. It's both of those things. It's nice and it's pretty.
And then, after school, then you moved to New York City.
Yes.
New York City.
That's what I was like. Well, I had a friend that lives in Oklahoma, and when I visited, she constantly thought, and it didn't really happen this way, but she just thought that every time I would mention it, this is when I still lived in New York, that people would be like that. They'd be like, New York City! He's from New York City! And but that didn't happen.
Do your friends from Iowa feel that you're a big city gal?
I don't know. They've never said anything about it.
They haven't?
No,
they haven't
really.
Said, Amy, you're a big city gal.
No one has said that to me, surprisingly.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
Well, because when I was living in New York, and then my brother, my twin, he lives in Carolina, and I remember visit North Carolina.
Is that, what if you live in South Carolina? Is it still
That's
Carolina?
That's Carolina, too. You put them all together.
What part of North Carolina?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
It was like, we like to say Char-Char.
Do you like to say that?
Mm-hmm.
That's another place I was thinking about, Asheville.
Oh, Asheville's great.
It is?
It is great. You will love it. Asheville is totally like a bigger...
Topanga? Topanga. Oh,
yeah.
Don't even tell me that.
Yeah.
Because I will go there.
Oh, it's great. I'm going there next, in two weeks.
To Asheville?
Yeah. I'm going on, like, the guy's weekend. My brother, who's my twin, and my best friend from high school, we always do a guy's weekend every week.
Oh, fun. You know?
And so this year, it's our turn to go to the East Coast, and we're going to the Smoky Mountain. Great Smoky National Park. Smoky Mountain National Park.
Where's that?
That's like...
Near Asheville?
It's in Carolina, like, near Asheville. It goes, like, all the way down to Georgia and stuff. It's, like, it's pretty big.
I didn't know people called it Carolina.
They
in
do.
In my heart, I'm going to Carolina.
They do. They do, yeah. Well, what I was going to say is that when I went down there, I was wearing a pair of jeans.
Uh-huh.
And my sister-in-law was like, hey, hip-hop.
What?
No. They were just like normal jeans that someone would wear. They were like maybe kind of hip.
That's
I don't know.
So weird. I know strange. That I used to say, in the Midwest, you say pop instead
yes.
of soda.
Yeah.
But then when I went to college, I started saying soda. And then I did come home once and say soda in front of my dad, who said, well, now you think you're a big shot.
No.
And I was like, really? I don't know about that.
Just because you said soda.
That's where it comes from, yeah.
Yeah.
Soda pop.
That's true. It's the long version. It's just which hand you choose.
Right.
Wonder
yeah.
if anyone sounds, says the whole thing.
I don't
thing.
Know. Soda sounds a little more...
Crazy. Well, and then in South, in Carolina, like, you say Coke.
Yeah,
you
for everything, Coke,
everything
right.
Is Coke. Everything is Coke?
No matter yeah. what, if you're, yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Interesting. And in the South, do they think, like, people from the city are... That's the thing that, like, dissuades me from... You know, I've never...
Right,
I was actually born
versus...
in Oklahoma,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I only lived there 9 months. So I feel like I've only lived in big cities.
Right.
Pretty much.
So you feel like you wouldn't know what to do.
I do feel like that. Like
yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't like
you're the
it.
City mouse that can't go to the country, is what you're saying.
I am saying yeah. that.
Well, speaking of people moving to cities,
uh-huh.
should we talk about the movie?
We yeah. should, but can I?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I just
oh,
want
yes.
to tell this one
yes.
little story.
Tosh, did you have an accident
I
this
did
week?
Have an accident. I stupidly put my finger inside of my immersion blender.
Oh, no.
And then pressed the button to turn it on
oh,
while my
no.
finger was in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, so stupid.
That could have been much worse.
It could have been, but I
yeah.
was holy, so I just stopped it
right
away. But
right.
I was very frightened. Anyway... The crazy thing was, the doctor was so crazy. I've never experienced this before. She was, like, very needy. And at first, I like that in a person, because I like it when it's like, oh, you're not like, I can relate to you.
Yeah.
But this, she was like, she looked at my finger. First of all, she kind of was squeamish. And I was like, it's not that bad for this lady. Then she was like, I don't know. Do I put a stitch in it or not? You know what I mean? She kept
right.
saying that to me. You know what I mean? And I was
yeah.
like, not really. You're the doctor. I don't, like, I want you to make a decision. Then she's like, let me give you my number. She gave me her number. And then she's like, and I'm going to call you and check on you.
Right.
And then I did end up calling her. And then she was like, okay, no, it's fine. And then I got the phone. Then she called me today. She called me twice. To see, and she was like, I just want to say, I'm so sorry I was short with you on the phone. I didn't even think she was short with me
yeah.
on the phone. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
She
That's
was really
strange.
Needy. And she was like, but I hope you're okay. I hope I did the right thing by not putting stitches in.
She's going to steal your identity.
Who is this, like, Amelia Bedelia
She's going to murder you or steal your identity. There's only two ways that can go.
Maybe that's true. I'm feeling really weird about it.
It's very
And she's
strange.
Like, I'm going to call you. You have my cell, right? You have my cell? I was like, okay. I mean, it's a cut on my finger. It's not like, you know,
yeah.
the end of the world. But anyway, it was just so... strange.
It sounds strange. It's yeah. very strange.
Anyway, yeah. That was my story.
Well, and I have to say, Tosh wouldn't show me the thing at first. She thought that it's too
thought
gruesome.
It was really gross.
But I've seen it.
Yeah.
And did you show it to Amy yet?
No.
Let me see.
Ugh.
It's hard to see in this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that bad.
See?
Well, it's filled with glue
yeah.
that she put in it instead of... It just kept opening up and...
You promised a total, like, horror show. You were expecting, like, oh, there's going to be severed fingers.
Right.
And, I mean,
well,
come on.
All right.
Okay, I have to say this before we get into the movie. This
okay.
reminded me of something.
Okay.
Amy Rhodes, one of my favorite things,
mm.
is do you still write for Ellen, right?
Yes, I do.
I love the thing you do at Halloween where you go and get scared by the rides.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's so funny.
Do you it every year?
I have unfortunately had to do it every year.
Yes. Are you still afraid of it?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, it's not great.
They make you do it every year.
I know, it's crazy.
Whose idea was this at first?
I don't remember. I just know one day someone came in my office and said, oh, we're going to have you go through a haunted house tomorrow. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
And then you became a haunted sensation.
Yes,
exactly. I did see one of them, and it was very funny.
That's really you being scared. Like, you're not, like, amping up the scaredy cat.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a sincere reaction to a horrible situation that I am forced to be in.
Right.
Do they up the haunted factor? Like, do you go to, like, more and more scary ones?
Do you always go to the Universal
one? No, I've gone to Not Scary Farms. There's, like, to be honest, like, there's, like, a level where I've just told them, like, I'm not. Like, just, like, super scary, like, ones that are, like...
Yeah, there's some crazy ones.
Yeah, that are just, like,
like that Neil Patrick Harris one is supposed to be
crazy.
He did this thing this last year where it's like this house and it's like everyone in there is an actor and stuff and he directed it.
Wow.
And then it's like, it's supposed to be pretty gruesome.
I don't like
I don't like gruesome really. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would not go in for that, I think.
I want there to be like that like sort of ha-ha moment and everyone like everyone's okay kind of thing. Because sometimes you do them like, I've been to the one... the Queen Mary.
Oh, I did that one, yeah.
And that one, like, they don't give you that.
No.
You know what I mean? They're like, they come up and touch you, and it's weird, and then, like, and it's scary.
Yeah, I don't like when they, there's just a couple of things they do that I hate. Like, they bang against things,
right.
Which makes me feel crazy. And then, yeah, I don't like when they get in your way of moving forward.
Exactly.
I don't like that at all. So.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Yeah. I've never done that. One of my earliest memories was when I was 3. I was in kindergarten very early, so they would
just... This is like the earliest humble brag.
Like, you were 3 when you went to kindergarten?
I was actually 2.5.
No, that's not real for kindergarten.
Tosh, what happened? I feel like you should be, like, so much further in life right now.
I always say I peaked at 2, because that was, like, when I...
I've never even heard of someone being able... I don't know how they allowed you to do that.
Well, it was a private school, and they said because I would stay... They told me to my mother that I should stay 3 years. In kindergarten, I only stayed 2, and I still remember the day they were trying to convince her to keep me there another year, and she was like, no.
Right.
Anyway, so I was younger than everybody, and there was, like, this haunt. It was Halloween. They were supposed to do this haunted thing where you go through this tunnel, and I was so scared. I still remember it, like, screaming, like, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, and they didn't make me do it. But I remember hearing, like, there was, like, a plate of spaghetti that you're supposed to put brain in that was supposed to feel like brains, and I just, even hearing about the spaghetti, they were like, it's just spaghetti, and I was like, that scared me.
Yeah.
So I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
One last thing about this.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the movie. Is, I imagine, like, feeling brains would be so much worse. Like, real brains.
Than,
like,
feeling spaghetti.
Yeah, I imagine it's, like, really squishy. Like, you know, and I don't want to ever feel that.
Maybe you should come up with a more realistic brain.
Like, I feel like cat food would probably be more like it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
If you form a thing like that,
start one of these things.
Maybe I should. Yeah. Okay. Well, we saw something that, it's so weird that this is their 50th one, and we chose to see this one.
Why?
Because it wasn't a Rocco.
Oh, right, We've done that.
We've done that before. Like,
but
we
this
saw,
was unintentional. We thought it would be as much a co as a row.
It's true. Like, what was the one that we saw with Amy Height? Was the Wallflower one, right?
Oh, and
that
was not. That was not.
Yeah. Well, and okay, what's the name of this movie? The Spectacular Now.
Yes.
Right? So this stars Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
What's the dude's name?
I don't know.
Well, she's from The Descendants.
I think his name is Miles.
Oh, right.
And he was in Footloose, which we saw twice.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Who was he in Footloose?
He was the best friend.
The Chris Penn part. Yeah.
He was so great in that movie.
Was he really good?
Oh, he was so great.
He was very funny.
Did you see the
film? No, now I actually want to see. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, I want to see that movie. I never saw it. Wait, who was the guy in it? It was supposed to be Zac Efron, and then someone else did it, right?
It's some guy. I don't know his name, but he was great.
Yeah.
You should watch that movie. I wonder if it's on Netflix.
I bet it is.
It is, isn't it? Because we watched it.
We watched it on demand.
Oh, is that what we did? We saw it twice. We saw it once, and then, yeah, and then we had to watch it again, which is really funny.
So good.
So basically, Miles plays this kind of fuck up, kind of
alcoholic.
It's kind of a, like a...
Charismatic.
Yeah, he's charismatic, he's kind of like the fun joker guy, class clown.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's got a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Let me just tell you, this took me right back to high school. I mean,
were you a drinker?
Not me, but I basically was the Shailene part.
Oh, Shailene plays the goody two shoes.
Right.
And I have to say, one thing I liked about this movie was, you know, Shailene and him too, like, there's no makeup. Mm-hmm. So we can see some acne. I liked that.
Actually, you know? I did see makeup on him.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, later they didn't have it on. As he gets worse, they put less makeup on him. So you know.
That's funny.
And I like that, but I still think like Shailene Woodley is like gorgeous. So it's like, how's she gonna? But whatever. I suspend my disbelief.
That what about what?
That well, like nobody notices this girl.
Yeah, how I had a little bit of trouble with that. I was like, she's drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're like. She's like, nobody thinks of me that way. I'm like, no, everybody thinks of you that way. Like, of course, she would be the most popular girl in high school.
Yeah, like, the nerds they cast, I thought were good nerds.
Yeah.
Like, those boys, there was a scene at a lake or whatever, and there were some nerds talking to her. And they could have at least
layered her, made her wear, like...
Yeah.
She
was teenagers playing teenagers.
Oh, yes, which I liked. And you were saying, Tosh thought that the, one girl was older. Whatever. One thing that I liked was, you know, he doesn't know his father. He's trying to find his father. He talks with his father on the phone. I hear the voice, and I'm like, oh my God, I know this voice.
That's what I was doing, too. And I was like, for a second, I was like, it's Chris Cooper. And then I was like, no, it's not. And then right at the end of the conversation, I finally figured it out.
Really?
And then I was really excited. Because
I thought, like, first I was like, it's Kevin Bacon, but he sounds more country. And then I was like, ugh, it's fucking Coach Taylor. And,
is that why you were excited?
I was, because I think Kyle Chandler is a babe.
Yeah, he is.
And also, I think he's a really good actor. So I was, like, really excited. I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Just became nighttime here. All the lights came on.
Yeah.
He was great.
He's always great.
And I've never seen him be so...
schlubby and kind of like...
vulnerable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I didn't watch Friday Night Lights, I've never really seen
him. Go back and watch it. It will break your shit up.
You're ruining your life by
not. Is that true?
It is.
Oh, so good. Oh, I bet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
It's an amazing show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. And you don't have to like football to like that show.
You don't.
That's the
not
misconception
at all.
People have. I don't really like sports, but it's not a sports show.
There's very little
like
football.
I watched one episode and I was like, eh.
You watched the pilot and you were able to turn away? I don't think the pilot. And trust me, you'll continue watching if you watch that pilot.
Is that the one in the pilot? I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
Is there the scene in the rain? Do you know what I'm talking about? And they get off the bus? Because he's mad at them.
I can't remember.
I think that's it in the pilot where it's just like, and the thing about Friday Night Lights is it's one of those shows where like almost every episode I'm like bawling at the end.
Oh,
how I feel about Parenthood.
Oh, I love Parenthood.
People are real into Parenthood. I gotta get on that train.
Oh, I love Parenthood so much. It is seriously so good, every episode.
There's very few that, you know.
Yeah, that don't end in tears.
Which I think is like, I like that they haven't, like, had, like, one that's just a shenanigans episode. Which, you know, I could see them doing that. They don't.
I mean, there's shenanigans throughout.
Oh, yeah, they're sprinkled. But,
yeah.
What else did I like? Well, I do have to say, like, the whole time, this kid, he's, like, pining after his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
So he's kind of, like, two-timing Shailene.
Yes, and she doesn't know, and she's all nice about it.
And this broke me up of, like, the thing where it's, like, there's a moment where he does something to her, you know, and then she apologizes to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And it's like, that definitely happens all the time, and it's awful.
Yes.
But people feel like, you know, it's it was like it really is like he's a mini alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like,
he is an alcoholic.
He is, and but I mean, like, he's a child, and then he will become so much worse. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
He might or he might not.
But yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's what I feel like. I lived this movie, but a little different. It ended up different. But this guy did go to AA eventually, and he got like 3 DUIs. And I drove in the car with him when he was drunk. So it's a miracle both of us are alive.
Right.
And he would drive like in the hills of Palo Alto, these crazy hills, wasted. I was an idiot.
Oh my gosh.
To go with him.
That's no good. Now,
how did you feel about this movie overall, both of you? Someone answer.
Yeah, Amy, what did you think?
I really, really liked this movie. I have to say, like, a lot of people, I had heard a lot about it, and people were like, it's amazing.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's such a good movie, and da-da-da, and I'd heard all these reviews, and sometimes when that happens, I feel like I'm disappointed.
Me too. That often happens for me.
But I thought it was a really sweet movie, and, like, I thought they were both really good actors.
Yes.
And I thought that it didn't try too hard to have stuff happen. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy happened.
Yeah.
Where it was like trying too hard. I didn't think it was trying too hard.
Yeah.
No, and I thought like everything was very realistic. And I liked that. I kind of knew that it was going to be more serious coming in, but I was hoping. For me, because I doubt I'll ever watch this movie again. You know, it's to me, I was thinking about it's like nowhere near a what's that Soderbergh with like Ellen Burstyn. What's that movie? And Jared Leto. Yeah, she was like nominated for Academy Award.
Oh, that's
Soderbergh? She has isn't that Soderbergh?
The drug movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think it is. But that movie is... So, I will never watch that movie. It was a great movie.
Right.
But, like, it just was painful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, watching this relationship is a little painful.
Oh,
and,
right.
You
it
know,
is.
So...
that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I really liked it, and I thought it was honest, but it also felt kind of like... I guess I did want more to happen or something. Like, it felt slower to me... Usually I like slice of life things.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. I wanted it something else. I guess I wanted her to wake up or something.
I think when I first saw previews for this movie, I thought that the dude was miscast.
Oh,
I still
really?
Feel like he kind of is. Hmm. Like, he's a little bit, like, dopier than I had imagined the character. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought he'd be more James Deany. You know what I mean? And less, like... He's kind of straight up fuck up. So on some level, I don't know why she falls for him, but.
But that's always who the girls in high school want to date.
Yeah.
Is the fuck up. Because it's like a thing of like she wanted to fix him and take care of him and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I always, there were definitely people like this in my high school. We used to call them the rail masters because there was like a rail and they would hang around it.
Oh, rail masters.
And they'd fucking like. They would, like, chew tobacco and stuff. They were gross. But they would, like... I remember there was a girl in my class, and it was my geometry class. She would come in with a big gulp and, like, do that. Like,
oh,
she... It was,
wow.
like... There was booze in her big gulp, and she'd freshen it up and
oh,
shit.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, oh, what, you need this to get through the day? To get
That's
through,
so
like,
crazy.
7 periods?
Well,
you know?
The interesting thing in my life...
Yeah.
He was not like that. He was, like, actually, like, the, one of the most really good looking popular.
Yeah.
He went to, like, you know, did well in school. He's part of the cool. But he was fucked up.
Yeah.
But now he's living a happy life.
Yeah.
And it ended, like, yeah, pretty soon after that. Actually, he went to school and then he got so drunk and, like, was so miserable. Then he came home which was a big deal. Oh, and he showed up at my homecoming after, because high school was all, he was the center of his life, just like this guy. It was right. So similar, I can't tell you. It was like the center of, the highlight of his life. So much so that when he went away to college, he came back and was like, yeah, wanted to go to homecoming.
Yeah.
And he showed up drunk and was like the spectacle.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Very dramatic.
It was so dramatic. Oh, and he did love this other girl who was super cool, way cooler than this other one. I was like in love with her. She was amazing, this girl. Anyway.
Let me think, is there anything else that I was thinking about this movie? Oh, I liked seeing, what's Breakfast Club? What's her name?
Jennifer
Jason. Mom.
Jennifer
Jason. Breakfast Club. Oh, for some reason I'm mixing her up with, what's her name?
Oh, yes.
Ally Sheedy. Yeah. That's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yes.
She's good. Fast I times. Like her.
Fast yes. Times. I think she's such a great actress. She's amazing. I love her.
I do, too.
There's
a lot of great actors in this. I was going to say something else about, yeah, I guess I just wanted more, like, resolution. Because, yeah, he kept, the other girlfriend that he was in love with was like, oh, have you turned your new girlfriend into a lush yet?
Yes.
But that kind of wasn't really addressed.
I mean, but he did turn, like, she started drinking all the time and, like.
But then what happened? She didn't seem, like, she went off to college and.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the way it was going to go. Like, at graduation, I was like, oh, no.
Right, he's going to take her down.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Oh, I guess we gave that away.
Where are they, where do we think they are? Because I was like, okay.
Something's they're going to Philly. To us. There's something BT Dubs.
No, I know. I've been noticing that. I've been noticing that outfit for a while.
Wow. That is an amazing situation next to us.
She's wearing
leather mini shorts.
Yeah, mini
shorts. And a halter situation.
Not even a halter. There's, I don't even, a handkerchief over her boobs.
She's.
Like, I've never seen.
She's gone in and out of her car like 20 times.
And also, you just came from a movie dressed like that. So, like.
But this is the weird thing about this, because we do this here a lot, Amy. And one time we were here with Darcy and a bunch of like club and looking.
Oh yeah, there is a club next door, but it's
but
not
also
even
it's
7:45
at night. Yeah. She was at a club. Like
yeah.
Either way, this is not a great situation for her.
No.
That's not an outfit you should be wearing before.
No.
I mean, you should never wear that, but if you are gonna wear it, you shouldn't be allowed to wear it before 11:45 at night.
It's true. It's true.
And not a moment before.
No.
11:44, forget it.
No, you can wear it from 11:45 to 3 in the morning, and that's it.
I have to say, I think like having lived here and you go through Hollywood. And, like, especially Hollywood Boulevard, and there's all those clubs and stuff. You'll see these women, and I feel like I'm an old man, but I'm just like, I feel like they're the just trashiest dressed, like, things. Like, in New York, you would never see, like, that.
Really?
You know?
I think that the fashion sense in LA versus New York, I think New York has so much more interesting fashion in it. Like, even when someone's dressed crazy, it's, like, interesting.
Yeah.
And here I'm just like, what that girl was wearing was basically, like, from, like, Hot Topic or something.
Right,
it
yeah.
wasn't, like, you know what I mean? And I feel like someone in New York would be, like, wearing those leather shorts with the coolest, cutest outfit and wouldn't think that they were weird, you know?
Well, it is the fashion capital of the world.
It's
That's
true.
That's true.
It's true. But there's something really horrible about the way people dress in L.A. I don't know what it is.
Like, I mean, there's definitely, like, still, like, you'll be... You'll see some people dress up nice, but there's just the Friday night, like, sort of skank mile, you know,
yes,
that's like...
It's pretty bad.
I live very far from skank mile.
Oh,
so
my God. If
this.
You're, like, you're going home tonight, just drive up Hollywood Boulevard for this mile
isn't
up here.
Isn't it too early, though?
No, they'll start,
oh,
I mean, clearly.
Really not. I mean, she's already at it.
Wow.
And it's so weird. And it's, like, especially, like, you know, if you'll be by, like, I.O., like, that's in the thick of it. And it's just weird, and I just don't get it, because and it's like, I don't mind, like, women wanting to dress sexy and stuff, but
sure,
it's like,
you're a man.
Hey, I'm interested, but it's just weird, and it's just, you're right, like, there's nothing to it, it's like, they just have, like, this tight black dress on that's, like, up to their ass,
right.
And it's just weird, you know? Yeah, also, that girl had, like, maybe 5 different shiny purses that were in there, too.
Really?
And I was trying to figure out what she going. She went out at least 20 times.
She was looking for her parking ticket.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe she's a stripper. And in that way, stripper. I
have sympathy for her. But oh, please. I think God was like, you're going to go out in that outfit. I'm going to get you back later today. I'm going
right.
to lose your parking ticket to punish you.
Definitely God got involved.
Yeah, there. God gets involved at any time you're wearing leather shorts, God steps in. So, and, he's got to keep some balance in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, they should.
I mean, Syria...
He doesn't have time for that. Three leather shorts traipsing around for him to deal with.
True,
Syria.
A few less of them, then he can address Syria.
I was watching an episode of How I Met Your Mother, and he like goes to this club, and I was thinking about like when's the last time I've been to a club?
I don't think I've ever been to one.
Never?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I've ever really been to a club either. Yeah. Maybe like once or twice.
Yeah.
But like those, like the club, I don't understand that as
no.
a...
So I was just telling, fashion. Well, first yeah. I want to see
the other. I don't have any...
Oh yeah, here's a picture of my dog.
Oh my God. So cute. And it's always like that?
You mean the ear?
The ears?
Yeah, well...
Oh my God.
Like for a while, one ear was up and one ear was down, and then it switched.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. She like, they both fell down, but then she had the perseverance to be like,
I love
no,
that.
This is cuter. Let's put one back up.
My, Flynn Barrison, his dog, was like, when he was a puppy, it was like that, and we were wondering what was going to happen, you know, because the ones, they were both down, and the one started coming up.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then it stayed that way, and I was like, that's the best. I mean, honestly, I would weigh the other one down. You know, like, just to make sure it did that.
Well, a couple weeks ago, both of them were down, and every day I was like, oh, God, come on. Get with it.
Right,
and then
right.
one day I just came home from work, and one of them was up. It's like she knew. She knew I wasn't being as nice to her. I stopped feeding her for those 6 days.
Well, that's smart. I mean, you gotta train them.
I stopped feeding her. I just neglected her.
That's good.
Well, what I was gonna say was, hopefully this all... stitches together with the audio, but is the last my memory of a club was I was at the skate club at Christmas with this, and this is when I first kissed Hallie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was in the middle of this gay club.
Oh wow,
and Halle Berry.
Yes. You didn't know?
No, I did not know.
Well, that's my ex, Halle Berry. Yeah,
Halle Berry. That bitch has gotten around.
I know, right? David, Justin, and I, we just talk about her all the time.
Right.
No, but it was, like, actually, like, kind of hot. It was, like, this weird Madonna video, you know, because there was just all this gay men dancing, gyrating around us, you know. And
you
then
were like, fuck you.
Yeah, and I was like...
We're heterosexual.
But it was strange, and I know that like a lot of girls like feel comfortable in gay bars and stuff like they like to.
I absolutely do not. I don't like going to gay bars, not even a little bit. Some of my best friends are black.
Right.
You know, I mean, some of my best friends are black. But I feel like here's my theory on it.
Yeah.
I feel like straight girls who go to like a gay club with all their gay friends are like crashing the party or something.
Yeah.
It'd be like if you had like a I don't know, I just there's just something I don't know what it is, but I always just feel like I'm like let them have their night and like let them do their thing.
Right.
It'd be like if I like went to like a fantasy football draft and was like, I don't understand this, but I'm gonna hang out with all of you guys. Like, let the guys do the fantasy football draft. You don't have to hang out.
Well, have you found? Because I have found that there's different kinds of gay bars, in that like there's some where like the gays will be like very much like annoyed that there's some girls up in their biz, and some of them will be like. Like, they'll be amused by this, you know, these girls being there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it depends. I don't know. I don't know.
I went on a first date, it was an internet date, and we actually accidentally went to a gay bar.
That's pretty funny.
And though. Then all the guys were very enamored about
that.
Oh,
they were?
You know, they were like, you know. They liked that she was there, but also liked that we were on there on a date and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be potentially a fun. Those gays know how to make an evening fun.
They do. They do. And it was very laid back. Not like the Santa place. The Santa place was insane.
Really?
You know, that was like very over the top gay bar. Like where it was like at whatever, 10 o'clock, and it was like boom, like all, you know,
yeah, their shirts came off. Yeah, they're just wearing like gold Speedos or something like that.
You know, in fact, my like, when I left New York, I had a party, and I had at, it's sort of like a big brunch spot that's over in the East Village. I forget what it's called. But it used to be like a hip bar, like back in the day. And then, they had a great outside, you know, and I was like, oh, I'll have it there, you know. Little did Nate know that, like, I think it was Tuesday night, and that was boys' night.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was, like, that, like, thing where it was just, like, at 10 o'clock, like, all the bartenders took off their shirts, you know, took off their pants, and I was like, this is my going away thing from New York.
That's so funny.
And then it became very difficult to get in, so some people couldn't get in.
Wow.
And I thought that was very funny when people would come in because they, you know, it seemed like I was like, yeah, you know,
I'm coming out,
exactly,
I'm going to LA,
I'm leaving New York
because I'm coming out,
exactly. Can't be around,
no,
you know,
of course
knows
not.
Me.
You should be ashamed,
yeah. I entered California as a gay man.
All right, we better wrap this up before
we should
this
wrap
ends.
This up. You guys gotta get home to your dogs,
yeah.
I gotta get home to my cat,
mm-hmm.
He's very
demanding.
You
have a cat,
I do.
How long have you had your cat?
I've had him for, I think, 8 or 9 years
now.
Oh,
so a long time.
Yes, yes.
I'm a very new mother. I've only had my dog for
12
weeks.
Oh, that's new.
Now, briefly, we heard a little bit about you teaching Gertie to be potty trained.
Yes.
Does she know some other tricks?
Well, I haven't really gotten into tricks with her because, like, I've taught her the basics. She knows sit, down, come. She only comes if she feels like it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not bad about it, but just sometimes she'll just be like, I can see you. You can see me. We're all good. Like, you know I'm here.
Yeah.
And I sort of want to teach her, like, to shake or something, but it's, I don't really care about it that much.
It's true. If not, a lot of people are going to see it.
Yeah. I sort of feel like I do the, I'm still working on, like, getting her to come more. She gets very easily distracted and stuff, and I'm like, I might as well just work on that stuff with her.
How old is she?
She is almost 7 months.
Okay.
And I make it, she's the most well-behaved dog. She just sometimes gets a little distracted, and when she does, it's, you know, I'll be like, Gertie, Gertie, and she won't come. But, you know, she's
the thing I would want the most is for them to be able to play fetch, because we had a childhood dog and she did not do that.
Charlie's having a hard time.
You would throw
that.
It, she'd go and play with it, she mm-hmm. would not bring it back.
Gertie, here's the weird thing. Gertie never did play fetch, and then when I took her to my office, someone gave her a ball and we were throwing it down the hall and she fetched the whole time. And then now when I take her to the dog park, she doesn't fetch, she still doesn't fetch, so I do feel like I might have to train her to fetch, because I do think that's a good, especially when, like, I'm at the dog park and I need her to get exercise.
Right, right.
Because I'm not going to, like, yeah, she'll run to the ball and then I have to walk down there and get the ball and throw it again. But that would be the one thing I would teach her how to do is fetch. And maybe shake, but, like, have a funny, like, high five.
I didn't know you had to teach the fetch, because, except that Charlie fetches, but then he brings it back, but then you have to pry it out of his jaws.
Right, that's
but
normal.
But that's fine, because
that's
they
normal.
Think that they do that because they're playing.
Yeah, but it's really annoying, because it's like, just give me the ball. If you want me to throw it, then just fucking drop the ball.
Right,
already.
Right. Well, it was weird, because our dog, like, I felt like, it was not like, it was a terrier. I felt like this is something that they should do.
Yeah,
right.
They're supposed to go and kill
mm-hmm.
rats and stuff and bring
and
them
balls.
Back,
you're
you know?
You're supposed to kill balls.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, but whatever.
Have you met Charlie?
I've met Charlie.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I had another question.
About there was a, Gertie? I mean,
it was about
ask
Gertie.
Me more questions
it was like,
about Gertie.
Particularly about Gertie. Oh, I know what it was. Does Gertie sleep with you?
Here's the thing. When I got Gertie, I had a trainer come over and he was like, don't let her sleep in the bed. So
yeah.
This is a lot like having a child. They're like, don't sleep with, yeah,
and
it really
so
is.
She slept in her crate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first couple nights I had her, she slept in the bed, and then he's like, don't do that. So she slept in her crate. Because they can get separation anxiety.
Oh.
So she slept in her crate, and then when I went back to... And then over the summer, like, once in a while, I'd let her sleep in my bed, but mostly she slept in her crate. And then when I went back to work, because I have, like, am not around her all day, now she just sleeps in my bed full time. But she doesn't have separation anxiety when I'm gone, and Stephanie said it's fine.
Oh, that's good. I wish Charlie could come upstairs and sleep with us, but that's the cat's area. He's not allowed upstairs.
Well, the thing I like about what I think Gertie's size is, you know, Charlie seems like bigger.
Yeah,
what,
he's a big boy.
What I like is like a middle kind of size dog, because what I want is the dog to be able to be on my lap,
mm-hmm.
and then I also want it to be like of a size enough that if I'm sleeping on the couch... that he can be, like, sort of at my head and, like, almost like a faux pillow.
You can just have a cat, because that's what my cat... Greg sleeps just exactly what you just said. He gets on my... around the pillow, and then he was just purring in my ear with his wrapped around me.
See, Bert, like, he'll... He selects his spot. He'll go on my lap, and that's fine. Especially if I'm at the computer. He likes... For some reason, if I'm watching TV, he's less interested in being on my lap. But if I'm at the computer, he's there. But then, you know, Bert, like, finds his spot, and then he's set, and then if you move any sort of movement, like, he's like, whoa, what's going on? And, you know.
You just need more. Need more cats.
Gertie was a big lap, like, cuddle, fall asleep in my lap.
Yeah.
When she was a puppy, and now that she's a little bit older, she's not so... She's very super affectionate, but she doesn't really fall asleep in my lap anymore.
Right.
Which I do miss that.
But then you don't have to deal with that whole, like, weird sensation that you feel when you have a pet in your lap, that you don't want to ruin the moment.
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time.
But it's like, you're going to have that moment soon enough, you know, but you still feel that. You're like, oh, I can't get up. Can you go get me something?
Oh, because... yes, I do that, especially with when all the cats surround me.
Right. Do you know how many cats that she has?
Seven.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, you know what? It does sound like a lot, but.
When
when you come over, how many do you ever see?
Most two or three.
At most.
At most. Normally just one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, that's why we have so many, because we had to keep adding, because the kids never saw any of the cats, because they're all afraid to come out except to me.
Yeah.
So, it's not as bad. It's not like they're, like they're all over the, although I wish they were. I wish they were around all the time, but.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as it sounds.
That's true. Well, should we wrap it up? Yeah. Do you have any more questions about Gertie?
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, if we think of some, can we ask you later?
Please.
Yeah.
Someone at work was like, they were like, I feel like you talk about your dog like 80% of the time. And I was like, that's offensive. I talk about her about 90% of the time. I'm absolutely obsessed with talking about. Yesterday, this is true, I was looking at pictures of Gertie on my phone while Gertie was in the room. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Totally off the deep end.
It really is funny. Like having a child. Oh, I'm obsessed. I do that with the kids. Like, I'll be talking, I'll be like, shh. And as I'm looking at pictures of them on my phone.
Yeah.
And just be quiet.
Two last things that I'm thinking about before I forget.
Okay.
First thing is I recently purchased some Lucky Cats. Do you guys know what those are?
No.
Lucky Cats are... these things that originated in Japan, but now, like, the Chinese kind of appropriated it, too. Basically, I'll show you a picture of a lucky cat.
Oh, it's a... Okay.
This is the lucky cat. Uh-huh. Okay? Wow. Now...
A ceramic...
Yeah, it's ceramic, tchotchke. Sometimes they're plastic, whatever.
Okay.
But basically, he brings you luck.
Okay.
Okay? Now, they have different colors.
Did he?
He's totally brought
you luck?
Oh, yeah.
What has he brought you?
I mean, this week I had a bunch of big auditions.
Really?
Yeah. It's been good so far.
Where did you get him?
I got him in Little Tokyo.
You have to schlep all the way to Little Tokyo?
Yeah.
Can you buy him online?
You can definitely buy him online.
Okay.
Now, he's white, okay? Mm-hmm. White is for happiness, general happiness.
Okay.
Okay? I'll say a black one, that's going to be warding off evil, okay? Mm-hmm.
That's... racist.
Totally.
That's 100% racist, but okay.
A pink one is for love, romance, right? A gold one is for money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yellow one is business, so it's sort of related to the
gold
one. And they have many, many more.
Well, but you said this.
Oh, yeah, so he has his paw. Okay.
No, no, but you said you had a lot of auditions. That would be business, but he's not yellow.
That's true. But also, like, it's important, like, if he has, like, a bell and a bib. Now, I made sure to get that he has a bell and a bib.
Right.
and then also, he has his paw raises. You'll see them sometimes. They have the other side. Okay. This one is to bring in, like, I think, like, you know, like, good fortune and stuff like that. If it's the other one, that means to bring people.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, if it's both of them, then that's going to, you know, be both kind of thing. Also, the higher the paw is, the better that's better. You know?
Okay. So.
Second thing that I was going to bring... Oh, and then the other thing is that he... You're supposed to, like, if you're really getting into it, you, like, write down something that you want. It's kind of secret-y.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a little, like, he's kind of like a coin bag.
Okay.
Put him in or put it underneath him. So I'm going to try that. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you guys know.
Thank you.
Your kids are starting school, right?
Mm-hmm. They'd started.
It already started? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not as fun.
That's what you wanted to talk about?
Well, that was the last thing I was going to talk about, yeah. Well, because the thing that I like is I was a lifeguard. I, you know, am used to the summer being Memorial Day to Labor Day.
It's not that way anymore.
What's that about?
Kids start mid, early August.
Such a jip.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I know. It's not like when we were kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where'd the summer go?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
LAUSD started like August.
What about you guys at work? Did you already go back to work?
Yeah, I've been there for a couple weeks.
What's your cycle? It's like you get how much like time do you get off kind of thing?
I get like 8 weeks in the summer and then I work the rest of the year.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, it's great 8 weeks in the summer, but it's not great when you're like, it's not great in like December.
Right.
Like,
don't you get 2 weeks
off
in December?
Well, yeah, but like I'm saying, it's not great when you like still have like 5 months that you just have to work nonstop.
But most people only get 2 weeks off the whole year.
Really? No.
Like office
I don't believe
jobs?
No, yeah. I got so much. When I worked at Lehman,
what?
I got so much time off.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
You start with
10 days and then you work up to like.
I had a month off. And then also those holidays.
Who are you?
I mean, I worked there for a while, but at the same time, I still starting off. You had at least 2 weeks.
Are you kidding me? That's how it starts. 2 weeks. Normal people, they don't get this time off unless you move to Europe. Then they start shoveling
out. Wouldn't that be amazing? I want to have that. It's just like everyone. It's so much great for planning purposes too. Because there, it's like everyone's on vacation.
Right.
It's August. We're all on vacation.
But maybe that's not as good. Because then everybody's on vacation.
That's true.
All right. This discussion's for
well, Amy,
fun.
Thanks for
yes,
watching
thank
this and being
much.
In my car
thank
for this
you
long.
For having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been
The Roco.
Review number 50.
Woo!
Yay!
Boy and likes him better, maybe wears a sweater. It's a Roco review.